were quite near to the cannon, and they and the Navajo must have done some trading and visiting. The Navajo story is that once the Hopi crop failed and the people were almost starving, a Hopi girl with her baby on her back came to beg food from the Navajo. They let her stay. Her baby grew up and married a Navajo, and so the two groups became friendly. There was how the Navajo got pitcher seed. The Hopi taught them to dry the seed, take out the kernel and cut them with towels. Then the kernels were planted where a high cliff could keep off the wind and reflect the heat. The farmer watered them by hand, and as the thunder leaf came down, one of his children stayed near to score off fox, squirrel, and rats. The peach tree of warm shelter cannon became famous. By the end of 1700, almost all the Navajo were out of old Navajo land. None were left in the northern canyon, where they began their lives in southwest for old house. Names shown that no building were ever were done there after about. Some of them still stayed around Mott Taylor. As they have done to the present day, that little group of Eastern Navajo is now aging. All the others had gone west. They were at Bear Spring, visiting the Zuni or fighting with them. They were in Canyon D at Kensito under United Pueblo, the She, learning from the Hopi, or they were hiding away in the Chaska Mountain, where the flocks grew larger and the grass had almost already begun to grow thin. They were doing much than just keeping livestock. Spanish tells how the weaving were getting better and better. By the end of the early days, they were making blankets as well as women's dress. One writer in 1795 called their weaving finer than that of the Spanish. They not only had enough for their own clothes and bedding, but now and then they travel from their camp to the Spanish. settlement, bringing cloth to treat. So in less than a century, weaving had become a true Navajo art. By the time the Navajo people were well dressed in wool clothes and dressed deer skin, women wore the Pueblo style dress described in the last century, with a scrap wool shawl for warm. Men wore buckskin clothes and breech clothes with a soldier blanket, larger than that for women. Some blankets were made in the Mexican Pasco shape of means. The blanket had a hole in the center for the head. The Pusco lying lost in front and back and was held at the waist by sash. Both sacks had moccasin with which may have been very like these worn today by the Navajo, Apache, and some Pueblo. Some perhaps fashioned with a silver button, like a shoe they have sold so hard leather. Some once made the hoof, the buffalo, or other rough hide, and now made of cow skin. Above the moccasin, women wore a strip of white deer skin wrapped around the leg. This same style is worn at Zuni and Hopi today, taught in this Pueblo. The woman generally worn with moccasin, while the Navajo woman moccasin were red. Men wore red deerskin leggings, which were a thick piece of skin wrapped around the leg like a tube and tied at the heel with a weaving girdle. When did the Navajo begin to wear this handsome foot-grown shape so light a shoe? Pueblo and Apache made the change too, and we should expect that they got the idea from other Indians, since that it is the way which style usually travel. Yet Indian in California and far up the coast went barefoot, while the anxious Pueblo wore Yakima sandal. In the Northwood, the moccasin had hard sole. The only hard sole were these used recently by Pueblo hunting Indian of the plain. We do not know whether these were made before the whites came. In any case, they were made quite different from the Navajo Moxon. Look, however, at the boots and shoes worn by the early Spanish. These had a hard sole, but an upper of soft brown covenant leather. The foot like a glove and fastened at the side with a silver buckle. Above the shoe was a tube-like leather, licking almost fastened with the silver buckle. Leather was expensive and had to be brought from Spain when their farm footwear gave up. The Spanish often had it copied and dyed buckskin. It seems likely that the Navajo were so quick at learning. Could have some such footwear and copy it, or perhaps they captured a Spanish slave and had him to do the work for them. Other Spanish clothing besides boots came into the Navajo camp. In time of peace, the people often visit Santa Fe and other Spanish settlements for trade, bringing hides, wool clothes, and basket water bottle. In return, they want horses, but they also like red skin handkerchief to wound around their neck, silver buttons, and silver ornament for their horses. Sometime a Spanish government could pick out a Navajo chief and make him a present of a whole custom. Violet braces with silver button, scale shirt, skirt, headband, and high leather boots. At home, the Navajo copied this microfacron, making tourists a good skin and a tall moccasin of their height. These gifts from the Spanish were in the nature of a brown. The white conqueror were growing war about the new tribe, which was spread through their territory. Grown so rich and strong, they did not really know much about the Navajo. The idea was that the people probably had chiefs who were like little kings and could make trades for the tribe, just as king in Europe did. The fact is that an American Indian had kings of a sort. They had local leaders who act as guide and advisor to a group, much as the president of a club may do. This seems to have been the cause with the Navajo. Each part of Navajo country had two or three prominent men who were rich